first, could this... Well, could this help boost your learning power? We've all heard the phrase sleep on it, and there are many anecdotes from people such as students and musicians who find that getting a good night's sleep after studying or practicing helps with learning. But what's going on in the brain? Its secrets are now revealed in research from scientists in America and China, showing that during sleep, nerve cells or neurons in the brain grow new connections called dendritic spines that help with learning. Peter Oliver from Oxford University explains what's going on in our brains as we visit the land of Nod.
The brain is very active when we're asleep, and that's really the first point. So when we're asleep, it's not like the brain switched off. It's firing all the time, making new contacts. And these new contacts the brain makes during the night, how the cells connect to one another, that's often called memory consolidation. Okay, the idea is that when we're asleep, the brain is active. If you like, it's replaying events that have happened during the day, and this will help us remember things for the future, both the next day and also longer term. Okay, so this is memory consolidation. So this is a fairly new topic and a slightly controversial topic. The evidence for memory consolidation is quite new in the field and relies on very complex experiments. But it's certainly true, there's lots of evidence that sleep is a very active process. Sleep's really important for our brains and it has a really useful function. And these new connections made when we're asleep are really important for us. Okay, that's really the background behind it.
So what have the researchers done in this paper?
So what they've done is they've tried to understand a bit more about the structural elements in the brain that change when somebody's carried out a task. This is actually using mice. So the mice have been trained on a simple, what's called a motor task, so a simple movement task. They were taught to walk on a rotating rod. It's a bit like a toilet roll holder connected to a motor, and that rotates slowly, and this allows the mice to walk along. Very simple task. But obviously, as they're doing the task, the brain is having to learn the task and make new connections. And they showed that the brain was actually changing its structure. So very subtle changes in a very small group of new cells in the brain, some neurons in the brain were changing. And then what they did is they let the mice have a normal night's sleep. And they look see what happened the next day after a normal night's sleep. And what they found is that these particular structural changes were still there after they'd had a normal night's sleep. So the fact that the neurons had been firing when they're asleep was promoting these new, very small and subtle but important structural changes in these neurons.
So these are like little fingers that help the nerve cells talk to each other.
Exactly right. So this is absolutely crucial. So as you know, the brain is very, very complex, and there's probably 100 billion neurons in a human brain, and it's incredibly interconnected. So many neurons are connected to many, many others. If it's a bit like you're standing in a large crowd and you decided to hold hands with the person next to you, you have to put your hand out first to do that, and then that person will put their hand out, and then you'll hold hands. Then you might do that to someone else. And these are the way the connections are made in the brain. So if you like, a big crowd of people all holding hands in different combinations to allow people to communicate. That's really what happens in the brain. So the important thing with this study is that they showed that having a normal night's sleep actually promotes these new connections in the brain. And these new structures, these new connections are maintained for several days later. And that's really the key thing. And I think why this is important is because it's now shown in real detail how flexible and how new structural changes occur during sleep and how that can affect memory in the future.
How do they know it was definitely sleep that was doing this?
So what they did to try to control for sleep is they actually carried out some sleep deprivation experiments. This is where they will actually make sure that the mice don't sleep normally. They keep them awake and then carried out experiments in parallel. And what they showed that there's actually a reduction in the amount of the spine formation or reduction in the structural changes in the brain when the mice had disturbed sleep. So there's definitely a strong link then between the quality of sleep, the type of sleep that these mice were getting, and also the amount of these increase in these dendritic spines that are occurring overnight. So there's definitely a strong link between the type of sleep, the quality of sleep, and also this new structural changes in the brain. So the idea is the better sleep you have, the longer sleep you have, and the more sleep you have in what's called the deep sleep or slow wave sleep, this is more likely to allow new connections in the brain to occur.
Now, obviously, when a story like this hits the headlines, people are like, oh, is this relevant to humans? These studies have been done in mice. Do you think they are going to be relevant to humans?
Yes, certainly. So certainly the basic, what we know about the firing of the brain during sleep is very similar in most mammals. The structures of the brain looked at in this particular study are very similar to those found in humans. So there's a direct correlation between the structures that are being examined. Certainly rodent sleep is very similar to human sleep in terms of the type of sleep they get. The different phases of sleep are very similar. So although mice are nocturnal compared to humans mostly being living during the daytime, the daylight hours, there's lots of direct parallels with humans. And certainly we know from lots of work that having good night's sleep is very important for humans. humans, both for their physical health, but also for their mental health and for the formation of new memories. So certainly this has direct and very important implications for humans, both in disease situations, but also in just normal daily lives.
So, for example, I'm a musician. So if I was trying to learn a piece, I should, you know, do some practice and then sleep on it and then do a bit more, and that would be better than just kind of keeping going on it.
I think that's kind of what this kind of work is pointing towards. I think there's a long way to go to really correlate directly between a physical activity one day, a good night's sleep, and improving your performance the next day on very complex tasks. But certainly this data shows that very simple tasks can actually be relate directly to changes in the brain, which might help you remember things in the future. Certainly with the World Cup coming up, if the England team are practicing penalties every day, as apparently they are, as I heard from Steven Gerrard today, and then they sleep really well and practice penalties the next day, and then sleep really well the next day, it doesn't really guarantee they'll score when against Italy or one of the other teams in the future. But certainly, I hope the team is sleeping well this week.
Peter Oliver from Oxford University with some timely advice for our boys in Brazil.
Good luck to them.